Weekends at KootenayRiverInn.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Bit late to the show. It was raining and I was in the garden and I was determined to get all my plants planted. And anyway, I was late. But anyway, I'm very excited. It's a perfect segue, really, to introduce my guest. My guest is Bonita Hazel. She is a lovely chiropractor that actually came to us from Coeur d'Alene, and she's starting to build a clientele up in Sandpoint as well. But her chiropractic is very interesting. It's more of a non-force. And again, Lindy, this is Lindy Lewis, and I'm talking with Bonita Hazel. And thank you for joining us, especially this day after the elections. We're all going to need a little breath work and slowing down and just unwinding the tension in the body. So, Bonita, welcome. And that was a crazy interview, but again, we were coming in sideways, coming in hot on this wet Wednesday afternoon. So thank you for joining me and coming all the way up from Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, tell us about you. And so you're a chiropractor and you got your degree, but you're doing a very different modality of chiropractor. And I think that's one of the reasons I was very interested in having you on.
Yeah. Where to begin? I went to chiropractic school in Marietta, Georgia, after I got my bachelor degree in psychology. So I thought I was going to be a counselor, went that whole route, and then at the very last minute decided I did not want to sit behind a desk all day. So I went to chiropractic school. That was pretty organic of a decision for me because I grew up under chiropractic care and I thought I knew everything there was to know about chiropractic. But when I got there, I was so overwhelmed by all the techniques and all the philosophy and all the science. It was like being fed from a fire hose. It was just
And I think, you know, my daughter's just graduating right now from chiropractic and they are teaching you so much about the workings of the body. It's incredible what they're teaching you about the pathology and the systems and the venous system and the heart.
It's totally, it is a fire hose, overwhelming. So during school, I felt this urge to turn inward and just process all of that information on my own. I wanted to really feel sound in why I was doing what I was doing and understanding what an adjustment really was. So I really started writing a lot and also going to the library. I started checking out books about ancient Chinese medicine and energy work. I really wanted to get to what's the root of all of this? What's the core?
Bonita, I think that's a real movement that we're seeing is people. There's so much too. And again, that's one of the reasons I like to do this show is to offer options and different ways of thinking. But people are interested in the root now. Like, why has my body got hypertension? Or why has my heart, you know, got different beating patterns? Or why do I have sleep apnea? Those are things that the root is where we can start to unwind that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so what I found the root to be through all of my studies across all of these cultures and time periods really comes down to stress and tension. If the body is in a state of stress, there will be tension. And if there's tension, there will be dis-ease. So my entire goal as a chiropractor now is to help shift people out of that place. And what really differentiates me from, say, a more traditional chiropractor is working at the level of the nervous system. So how we were trained in school was, hey, if you move this bone, we can have a positive effect on the nervous system. But something didn't sit right with me with that because it was adding a force to a person's system, which, don't get me wrong, there is a time and a place for that.
Right.
But there's so much of our lives that are already
forced.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. There's just
forced and contained. There's this massive amount of containment in the body.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Add in, you know,
emotionally too,
and lights and conversations and bills. There's just a lot of different types of external forces acting on the body all the time. So it didn't feel right in my body to add even more of that mm-hmm. to another mm-hmm. human. So my approach is to not add force, to listen with the body and sit with the body and let that unwind and unfold organically as it needs.
I think that's fascinating. It's really, it's much needed. And we were talking, that's why we were a tiny bit late, because we were having such a great conversation in the car. I actually wish I recorded it, but we'll circle back to it. But how it's, you know, our system, our world is so defined by productivity and getting so much done all of the time that this place of rest and sitting, and again, as a recovering alpha female, my book series, of course, we talk about it's okay to do nothing. And you know, Bonita, you know, what you do is you sort of hold that space, but in that space, your body really does start to unwind some of the patterns, the holding patterns.
I believe the body knows how to unwind and it wants to unwind, but it needs a container to do that. It needs time and space to be able to unwind. If we go about that status quo lifestyle of one thing to the next, as fast as we can to get the most done.
Oh, I'm guilty of that. Clearly. Hello.
I go through phases too, but the body is not given mm-hmm. that time and space that it needs to do the work that it knows how to do.
Right. Well, and we'll jump to a break, but I mean, that is, you know, I've been, again, living with multiple sclerosis in the body for 16 years now, mostly healthy. Of course, I have my stints, and that is what prompted me to do this whole recovering alpha journey, because I am wired tight. My body is, it runs hot, it runs fast. And so this unwinding is not natural to me. And that is why I seek out, and I like to talk with people on the show who maybe cultivate that space for us to slow down, to soften, to do these wonderful releases, whether it's tears or anger or
laughter.
Laughter, mm-hmm. any of that. Yeah. No, this is terrific. All right. Well, we'll jump to a break and we will compose ourselves. And when we get back, we will get into a little bit more of how Bonita does this. Thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio.
The Spokane Symphony with Camille Zamora and the Mambo Kings brings you a passionate evening of Latin music. Saturday, May 21st at 8 p.m., the Fox Theater will be alive with fiery tango classic Zarzuela, an Afro-Cuban rhythm, taking you on a lively musical adventure from Spain to the island of Cuba. The Spokane Symphony with Camille Zamora and the Mambo Kings. Saturday, May 21st at the Fox. Tickets at 624-1200 or SpokaneSymphony.org.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
You know, I give you props, man, helping out people around here and all.
Hey, don't you miss it when life was easy? I sure do. Neil here from Auto Credit Sales. Today, buying a car is as easy as one and done. Just visit one of our dealerships. Put just $1 down and you're done. You could drive in a nicer, newer car today. So if you hate your old ride, give it the old one and done, because you could drive in a nicer, newer car for just $1 down. Has buying a car been a hassle in the past? We've got the one and done solution for your situation. Still owe on your current lease or loan? One and done. Payments too high? One and done. Nervous about past credit mishaps? One and done. Because my For the People credit approval process is the one to get it done. Only at my one and done sale. I'm Neil, your dealer for the people. See all of our cars at autocreditsales.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Offer absolutely ends May 31st, 2022.
And now, the marvelous, world-famous magician, Marvin the Magnificent.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may have seen me sawing a person in half. Or stood by while I was shot from a cannon. But you have yet to see me turn this card into huge amounts of cash. That's because it isn't a trick. It's the Royal Card Scratch Games from the Idaho Lottery. Pick a card, any card, for the chance at unbelievable prizes up to $300,000. Benefiting Idaho public schools and buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Oh, welcome back to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy, and I am composed. I have been taking some deep breaths and just slowing down, and I'm talking with, if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Benita Hazel, who is a chiropractor by training, but has come up with her own modality to just help people unwind and really allow the body to do its healing. One of the reasons we promote different modalities of healing is because your body is an incredible system. It is a miracle under the skin. And if we can get you to engage in some of these more gentle practices and embracing rest, especially as a very fast world, and you know, the amount of things we are defined as far as externally, we're defining and getting our value that way. It's just really important to recognize there's just as much value for our health and all of the systems of the body when we can unwind. So on that note, Bonita, why don't you tell us of maybe, you know, some of the clients and types of people that are coming to you, what are they asking for?
I see a variety in terms of age, anywhere from age 0 to age 90. And at the core of it all, I think everyone that comes to see me is interested in unwinding and getting to know their bodies on a deeper level. So I would say the bulk of my practice is moms, which, you know, you're a mom, so there's a lot of movement pressure happening, mm-hmm. and a lot of time spent, in a sense, outside of your body caring for these other little beings. So there's, even though it's good stress being with these lovely little babies and people, it's a form of stress to your body. So a lot of my work is helping to teach women, anyone, how to regulate their systems through breath and just being in their bodies, noticing where tension is and working to release that. So I really, really love working with babies. That's the other half of my practice, babies and kids, because their nervous systems are so new to the world. Mm-hmm. I believe that if we can get babies into this type of work, we can unwind the tension that their little systems are carrying, so that rather carrying
birth, you mean, or
the tension that accumulates from really in utero. Mm-hmm. So if the mom is anxious or experiencing stress or moving really quickly, the baby is learning how to do that as well. And the process of birth in and of itself is very traumatic and stressful, even if it's an easy birth. There, you know, you're coming from this safe, dark womb into
this,
you float
everywhere,
crazy world with lots of movement. So mm-hmm. babies can come into this world already carrying tension and stress. So I believe that if we can teach them how to unwind some of that and release some of that, they're not carrying it with them into their 60s, where it can manifest as something like hypertension. Mm-hmm. We can teach them at a younger age that idea of just being and finding ease in their inner world.
Well, and they actually do it so naturally. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons I love being around babies, is because it slows me down.
Yes.
You know, as an adult, that is like a golden ticket to do nothing. And,
yeah,
you know, and we alpha females and overperformers and overachieving society tend to need those moments. And so often you see, Yeah, parents not enjoy. And I was one of those parents because I was busy building. And it's so nice that now I can really enjoy and love on these little people because the young, you know, the young moms are working on building and keeping their life and making sure their kids are into the right milestones and things that they have out of them.
Yeah, I think of moms and parents like a guitar string. So think of your nervous system as a guitar string. And if the mom is vibrating at a really high frequency, let's say anxious, mm-hmm. the kids are picking up on that.
For sure in the uterus. I experienced with that with my three children.
Yeah.
The third, I was running a lot more chaos. And he came out a little chaotic, and we've worked. Yep. He started a lot of my learning and unwinding, mm-hmm. you know, because he taught me to, you know, just slow down. And probably he'll have tension that he'll need to work out down the road. But he's done really good and helped me learn. Mm-hmm. You know, kids are such great teachers for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's fascinating. What would you do with let's just say you had an older woman who's gone through life and she's experiencing some, you know, heart issues or lung issues. What would you start with them? How would you start with someone that maybe had a hypertension and just helping them unwind?
So my number one priority, if I did nothing else in this lifetime, would be to shift people out of the stress response. And for some people, they might not even recognize that their body is in a stress response. So cues to know that you are breath. Breath is the number one way to shift into stress response and shift out of it. So when a person is stressed, their breathing becomes a little more shallow and restricted. Their muscles tense and tighten. So stress creates dis-ease in the body. And my work is to help shift out of the stress response to create ease in the body. Ease feels like big, full breaths. Not carrying tension in the shoulders. So for a woman like that, I would start purely with her laying on the table and connecting to the breath. Noticing, is it restricted? Is it shallow and fast? Is it there at all? Or is it basically being held? And then with some meditation and a little bit of gentle touch on my end through the belly and through the chest, starting to soften and release tension to find a bigger, fuller breath, which will shift the nervous system into a place of ease and ultimately healing.
It is healing. I mean, it's mm-hmm. that's where the parasympathetic, it's that softer, quieter place, but that's where our body does its healing, is in that restful place.
We cannot heal if we are in a chronic stress response. And the tricky part is, it doesn't have to feel like
I'm stressed out.
Right.
Yes. I was just thinking this woman I'm thinking of, you know, I think if you asked her, she's like, I'm not stressed. Nothing. I'm not stressed
right.
out. It's just funny to, but yet there's, I think, you know, there's emotional stress oftentimes that we just stuff away. And I mean, I know that was my case on a lot of levels.
And it can be good stress, like a wedding or preparing for a baby. Those are such beautiful things, but
absolutely.
It's still a form of stress to the body that that's creates a form
point.
Of dis-ease.
You have to move the good stress too.
Yes.
Yes. That's the happiness, the joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, we'll go ahead. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we will continue. Maybe we can go through a couple of breath exercises because we are listening to people that might be driving in their car. And North Idaho Radio listeners might want to practice a little of breath work or something. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy.
P1FCU wants to help you get out and explore the Pacific Northwest. Each time you make a purchase with your P1FCU debit MasterCard, you get entered to win a weekly prize. You'll also get entered to win our grand prize getaway, including two e-bikes and a stay at Silver Mountain. Win a little adventure from P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Find official rules and complete details at p1fcu.org/adventure. Insured by NCUA.
They were our brothers, our sisters, sons and daughters. They were our parents, family, our neighbors, and our friends. How can we express the gratitude that we all owe the thousands and thousands of American veterans who have sacrificed so much for our country's freedom? It was they who stepped forward from the time this country was created to fight for everything we know about liberty and freedom. And although we celebrate their victories and console them for their losses by creating monuments and honoring them in parades, the truth is we can never do enough for the freedom they've given us. Perhaps the most important thing we can do is reach out to those veterans closest to us and simply tell them, thank you. Thank you for all you've done for freedom. All of us at Shiloh Inns would like to take this opportunity to recognize the many men and women who have served and continue to serve our country so that we will always be free. Thank you, veterans, from everybody at Shiloh Inns.
You may think that bladder leaks only happen to women at a certain age, but it is a common condition for women of all ages. In fact, 1 in 3 women suffer from stress urinary incontinence, or SUI. SUI is caused by a weakness in the pelvic floor and can cause anxiety about leaks while performing activities like walking, sneezing, or laughing. Northwest Women's Care is now offering an FDA-approved treatment called Bulkamid. Bulkamid is a clinical-grade gel that is applied during an in-office procedure, which typically takes less than 10 minutes and allows you to return to your normal activities almost immediately. Studies show that 92% of women reporting their bladder leaks were cured or improved after their treatment and have demonstrated that Bulkamid is both safe and effective. Best of all, Bulkamid is now covered by most insurance providers. Contact Northwest Women's Care at 208-262-2482 to schedule your appointment or learn more at nwsh.com/Bulkamid.
Looking for a great job? Super One Foods in Sandpoint is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store and ask for Steve or Lynn. And at Super One Foods, they say, save time, shop online. Just log on and select your items, then pick up at store or have them delivered to you. Go to superonefoods.net for Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Hello, hello. Happy Wet Wednesday. It is really actually great. We need this water. So hopefully you can just go inside and maybe take a minute and maybe do nothing. I'm talking with Benita Hazel today, and we're talking about that opportunity to let your body restore, renew, reboot, and go into more of a healing space. And that is what she does with her chiropractic practice, is help really unwind certain aspects of the body. And we were just talking during the break about how so often people don't even know that they're in a state of stress. But Benita, go ahead and speak to that. You were saying how we have attention. It's just pulled in so many different ways that we don't notice. So maybe I'll let you go ahead and speak to that.
Yeah. So, you know, through modern life, there are so many things calling our attention outside of ourselves. So we've got social media, we've got bills and taxes and pretty demanding jobs and relationships to keep up. All of those things pull our awareness and attention outside of our bodies. We're focused somewhere else. And throughout that process, our body can be accumulating tension from emotions that we maybe feel for a moment but can't process at the time because we're moving so quickly. So a lot of the work that I do is helping people come back to their bodies, because if we are not in our bodies, we might not even realize the tension that we're holding in our shoulders or the tension that we're holding at the base of our neck. So there needs to be a conscious effort to come home.
Mm-hmm. Do you find it's hard for people to identify where they're feeling and what they're feeling? I know in my experience, people have a really hard time locating tension.
In the beginning, yes.
Okay.
However, I think with practice, it is more innate and intuitive than we might realize. It's just kind of masked by layers and layers and years of not practicing that skill. So I think if we could teach kids, you know, okay, you're feeling angry right now. How does that feel in your body? What color is it? Where can you point to where you feel it? Teaching those skills at a younger age would keep them alive later in life.
Absolutely. I think that's incredible. Well, we talked about just before we went on break about breath and breathing is one of the things you can do that doesn't cost anything. You can access it at any time to help shift you out of that stress response. So I was wondering actually if you would maybe take us through a breath exercise, if you're again driving in your car or just sitting on a bed listening or working at the office, just take a moment, you know, and drop into the body. Maybe you could offer us a little breath exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start by saying breath is life. If we do not have breath, we do not have life. The quality of our breath is a direct reflection of the quality of our life. So for example, right now, if wherever you are listening, you tune into what your breath is currently. Is it short and shallow and fast? Is it restricted? Is it deep and full? These are all little signs to pay attention to understand where you are currently in your body. So my first invitation to you, if you're listening, is to just notice, is your breath up in your chest or is it down in your belly? Oftentimes when people are in a state of stress, their breath is much more up in their chest. There's kind of like a heaving happening, which can lead to neck tension and headaches and all sorts of things through the upper body. So what I recommend is starting to shift some of your breath down into your belly and over time starting to slow it down. So no matter where you are, you can count for your breath. You can do it in your head. And what I would recommend is inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just sit with that cadence. You can add a second and make it 6 or make it 4, depending on where your body is right now. But starting to lengthen and deepen the breath will start to shift you into a place of resting and restoration, no matter where you are and what you're doing.
And it can, I think as you do that, I thank you for that. And as you do that, you will start to notice where you're holding tension. When you create that little tiny bit of, you know, take 10 minutes, set a timer on your phone. Everybody's got one minute. Set yep. your timer and do that. Count to 5 and then, you know, do that back and forth I'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, hold 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep.
Exhale 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's box breathing from the military, from age old wisdom, but slowing down and inhaling, holding for 4, exhaling for 4, inhale for 4, hold for 4, exhale for 4. And just again, use your own cadence, but that will help you notice where you're holding tension.
And that's a good point because for many people, this concept is brand new. So it is about cultivating an awareness to start. And what I've found in my own journey is the more that I practice it, the more my body craves it, and the quicker I can notice when I am out of touch with it or when it's really starting to get dysregulated. So it is a practice that is best over time.
I think the other reason to advocate for an actual breath work practice is it's healing, but it slows you down to the moment, the now, and you miss so many of the nuances of life when you're in our head and we're not in that feeling body. I call it, you know, leading from heart, not head. And I think that's a really, that's another reason to just advocate for this sort of slowing of the breath and body and the mind for a minute. And
we only ever have one breath. The next one is not guaranteed.
No.
So the more present we can be with that breath, the more deeply we can engage with life as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And then that has a ripple effect into deepening our relationships with others, our relationship with self, our relationship with the earth. I think it's that depth that we all crave, but many aren't able to access because we're skimming the surface with our breath and how present we are.
It's so difficult. I can think of people out there maybe listening to this and not necessarily finding value, because it's a real silent value in this exercise or this practice. But there's so much value in it. I mean, because I think we're reconditioning or unconditioning some of the patterns that we might have learned over a lifetime of short breathing, you know, the tension that we're not filling our lungs to full capacity. I think that is a really great asset or advantage to just starting to have a small breath practice. And again, just setting your phone for 1 minute. If you did that every morning, you know, I remember when I started unwinding my mind as an alpha female. I mean, I'd get up and I'd hit the ground running and cruise. And I remember I'd set the alarm for literally, you know, 5 minutes early before, and I wouldn't let myself get out of bed, and I would just practice breathing. And it was so hard for me to learn to pull breath down into my belly. That is not natural. I mean, it probably is.
It actually is for babies.
But then, yeah, you watch a baby, and when I hold them, I really do watch them, and I feel their whole body move, like the whole body inhales and exhales.
Yep.
But we are, you know, I just see we hold it in our lungs and our shoulder, and no wonder we have headaches, migraines, everything, cardio, hypertension, and so forth, because we're just not breathing.
Yeah, I typically will breathe with clients for a typical session is an hour. And so it's an hour of breathing and awareness in the body. And it's some people will let me know that it's hard or that it's boring, because it's almost like sensory deprivation when so much of our lives, you know, there's this fast pace and lots of things to pay attention to. So to get intentionally quiet can almost feel a little boring at first, but
well, and very non-valued. I mean, just like you don't get any, there's what's the value? We're so used to getting kudos and credit and outside stimulation to feel value.
Yes, it's very much an internal, it's an journey. Internal, yes, absolutely. And I think that's so essential, especially in our world today and people wanting more peace. We cannot achieve that peace if we don't do it internally. So I believe that connecting to the breath is creating peace and creating health. And I would argue that every person wants that deep down. So for those that are new to this work and to this journey, one thing that I could say to keep your sights on is peace.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny. We were talking, you know, on our, while we were driving, while we were a little late getting here, but just how I have been on this massive, again, I have written books, I teach yoga, I have been trained about breath work, and I teach stress management, and I am considered a stress expert through what I do, but it is, I get out of that practice and I get right back into my mode of just cruising through and pushing through. And I was mentioning to Modena that I've just been on this crazy carb kick, just can't seem to get enough carbs. And I think, you know, kind of what you're saying, there's something, and I'm like, my awareness is like, something is empty right now. I don't know what it is. And probably it's my yoga practice is missing. But I mean, you can speak to that about why we go to carbs.
Yeah. So
overeating is a big part of this, I would think.
I think that when you say something is empty, your fuel tank is empty. You're running on fumes. So your body can go to carbs for a quick source of energy. Carbs are a very quick way to get energy going in the body. But I would venture to guess that what your body really needs is more rest. And when we take the time to rest, the body regulates and comes into balance on a physical level, mental, emotional. I know for me personally, if my fuel reserves get low, my emotions get crazy all over the place, like crying or making a big deal out of something that
or really hard to isn't. Let things go.
Right. And so my go-to now is, do you need a nap? because we all need to rest.
Take a nap. Absolutely. Yeah. And again, this this whole program, I mean, is to let us know that the nervous system we need, because of the society and the world that we are in the current state of humanity, we need to downregulate. We need to practice downregulating the nervous system.
A really good analogy that I use is for someone that goes to the gym. If you go to the gym every day and do bicep curls, bicep curls, bicep curls, bicep curls, if you don't give those muscles a chance to rest, they cannot grow and build upon themselves. So you'll kind of, you'll burn them out. And I think the same is true for the way that we move through life. If we go pedal to the metal every single day, we don't give our bodies a chance to process and integrate and ultimately grow and evolve. So the resting piece is essential for that digestion of life to occur.
Well, literal too. The mm-hmm. digestion of the body, I mean, the colon.
Yep.
And getting that colon to eliminate the toxins in the system and just like continuing to get your colon to do what it does. I know, you know, if you're going fast and furious and, you know, the colon is tight.
Absolutely.
And it can't do its peristalsis and that softening and what it does naturally. So I think that's another really valuable piece. Not just, I mean, it's literally and sort of metaphorically speaking.
Yeah. Going into the stress response, I would say that's the number one place that I feel tension on people is actually through the belly. The whole belly just can get so, so tight. So that's one of my favorite places to help people release and relax and unwind.
I want to bring up one point because on my session, then we'll jump to our final break, but I did a session with Bonita and I was blown away. Of course, you know, your mind, because it's really hard to find value in rest and doing nothing and you holding this sweet, very lovely container to unwind tension in the body. It's the mind wants to do something, you know, so I always tell it to just rest and relax and think about it growing, you know, new hairs or, you know, eyelashes or whatever it is. But I did a real series of yawns. I had a rolling series of probably 5 minutes of just kind of almost nonstop yawns. What might you say to something like that?
I have a weird obsession with yawns. I think they're so amazing. It's the body taking one of the biggest breaths that it can possibly take. I think of yawns as a means of release. Yeah, yawn away.
I just started to yawn. It's so
it's
interesting.
It's so good for you. It's. I think of it almost like an ocean wave, just cleansing and clearing the body. It's like a reset. So for you in that session, your body was releasing a lot of built up tension through a big yawn and an exhale breath. So our society has kind of conditioned us to stifle yawns, but whenever I'm with people, I encourage them to let those yawns be as big as they possibly can because they're so good for you.
Stifling emotions is a big one. We stifle yawns, we stifle sneezing, mm-hmm. and if we're like on the verge of tears or really mad, I mean, imagine that stuffing, what that does to the tension in the body. I mean, just think about it. It's like pressure.
Yeah, it clogs us up. So finding ways to practice releasing is essential for keeping our inner world clean and flowing and
healthy. Yeah. I mean, healthy again. Yeah. I live well with MS, and I think a lot of this is because I have taken this up as a practice. Mostly, I call it the better than plan. I do a little better than I did yesterday, and when I'm not very good, then I try to do a little better than I was doing. So
that's
you know,
it's all about
baby step everything. I call it. What about Bob? All right, we'll take a short break, and when we come back, we will let you know how to get in touch with Bonita and maybe any last tips she might want to teach us. Thanks for listening to North Idaho Radio.
Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Ponderay. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
The sun is finally shining. Get prepared to keep your house cool this summer and protect your flooring and furniture from damaging UV rays. Start with stylish window coverings from Pro-X Home Decor Center. Pro-X is now offering a full range of blinds including Venetian, wood, boxwood, cellular, and pleated. Plus, save money on energy costs with honeycomb insulating fabrics. Try cordless or motorized lifts for those hard-to-reach windows. Stop in and get a free quote today. Pro-X Home Center Decor, your hometown everything store.
Cabin fever got you down? Hitch up the team and head on over to Mountain Traders, a one-of-a-kind consignment trading post featuring quality used furniture, antiques, taxidermy, metal and wood art, jewelry, and more. From pistol socks to fool's gold, there's something for everyone at Mountain Traders, and they've added pulled pork to their menu. Open Tuesdays through Sunday, located on Highway 95 in Elmira, halfway between Bonner's Ferry and Sandpoint. Mountain Traders.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that split-second moment in time, her life changes forever. The toll of breast cancer is great. The need to support those who are battling the disease today is even greater. And that's why when others look away, Susan G. Komen leans in. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime. Fighting breast cancer takes funding for research to discover the next new treatment, providing access to quality and affordable health care, and people willing to take action by raising funds and raising their voice to advocate for others. United by hope, we can end breast cancer. Join our fight. Save lives.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. We are going to just do our last little segment here on Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. And I again love talking with people who have maybe used circumstances or gone a bit against the natural state of the world and introduced new concepts of wellness overall. And so today I was talking with Bonita, and still am talking with Bonita Hazel, who has a practice, chiropractic practice down in Coeur d'Alene, but she is going to be expanding and coming up into Sandpoint. And so we're very lucky to get this magical little human up in our area. I call her little human because she's young and I'm old. Older. All right, Bonita, let's tell people a little bit about what they could expect. It sounds like you can do like a bundle of sessions. You like to work with people maybe a few times or like 3 or 4 times, or what's your commitment? Tell us a little bit about your process of onboarding someone.
Well, I like to start with an hour and a half session. I call it a new client first visit, and that gives us plenty of time to talk about you as a human and what's going on in your life and where you want to go. And from there, I have a huge variety of offerings. I do 30, 60, and 90-minute sessions. So for adults, I let that be up to them. What do you prefer? Some people love a 90-minute session to really, really drop in. Other people feel okay with 30. So,
well, and it might be a good place to start.
Right.
If this is a new concept, but so often it is, it's a great to just, like for me, my old self, I mean, 90 is even a struggle for me to be still.
Yeah.
But 60 is pretty solid, 60 to 70, but 30 was all I could barely start with. I started with 5 minutes in the morning.
Right.
And that was it. So maybe a 30, then a 60, and then a 90.
Yeah. So the main thing for me is repetition is essential. We are reprogramming your nervous system to spend more time in that restful, healing place so that you can be well. So just like learning a new sport, the repetition of being with your breath and keeping your awareness in your body has to be repeated over time. So what I usually suggest is to see people once a week for 4 weeks. And then from there, they can choose if they like that frequency or they're feeling resourced enough to handle more on their own. So I really like to work with the client. They ultimately are the experts of their bodies and their lives. So I'm a sounding board and I'm here to support however I can. And then for the kids' adjustments, they are usually only about 15 minutes. That's all those little babies and kids need.
And they're not so far down in the world that their body's not all kinds of out of alignment.
Yep.
So they can pop it back in. Their resiliency is remarkable.
Yes.
So is ours, though, as an older person, you know, it's amazing if we can start to bring the breath is such an easy place to start. I mean, it will help with the sleep apnea that people have. It will help with the migraines people are getting. I mean, it will really help just getting the tension moving.
Yep. Regulating the nervous system through breath is the core to it.
And I'm a testimonial to MS. I mean, I know, and it is a specific nerve disorder, and it's not for any other reason. I had a beautiful childhood life, but I mean, it is because I just am wound tight as a human. And then I take all of the external stuff way too serious. You know, I just tend to. So I have to really make sure this is a practice for me. Yeah. And then do you want to tell us about your website and how they might schedule an appointment? And if you're thinking of, you know, being up here, I think we talked to you, we're maybe going to start up here on Saturdays in the future. We can book some or you know, I don't want to force that on you, or tell us what you're thinking.
Well, anyone can reach me for questions or to schedule a session through my website, which is soul movement health.com. So you can schedule a session. Like you mentioned, I work in downtown Coeur d'Alene right now. However, I do plan to start expanding into Sandpoint on probably Saturdays. So if you're curious in any way, you can go to the website or reach out to
me. Send you an email.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'll also have her posted on my Let Your Color Out site, Instagram, and then I'll have the recording of this, and you can look at that on my website, lindylewis.com. So, Bonita, I can't thank you enough for taking, you know, an hour out of your day and driving up and just reminding us all how important it is to support the body and support it through doing less.
Thank you for having me. It lights me up to talk about this stuff. I feel it so deeply in my core and my heart. So thank you.
Yeah, it's a great thing. I wonder if I just noticed we've got a couple minutes. Can you help with migraines? I just think there's a lot of people with migraines. Is there something you can do with migraines? I wanted just to ask you that real quick.
Yeah, migraines are a matter of tension for the most part. So I have lots of specific, really gentle holds through the neck and the head to help people sink in and release some of that.
Okay. Yeah, that was one of the things that I just got. Someone sent me a text asking about that. And again, for those of you out there listening, this is a super easy practice. You can drop into it in your car. You can get up 1 minute earlier. I started with 1 minute, then 2 minutes. And just don't launch out of bed in the morning. Take a minute. You know, give your body, thank you. I wake up with gratitudes every morning. You know, I'll just get up. And when I am in my utmost funk and I just feel like the world's blowing up around me and I can't handle it, I will wake up. And I mean, the other day I was like, oh, you know, and I just put my hands on my eyes and I said, thank you, thank you, thank you that I can see all of this beauty. Like, I love the trees this time of year. It's my favorite thing. So, all right. Well, we are out of time. And again, I appreciate all of you taking time to come up. And if any of you are interested in connecting with Bonita for a session or maybe just a consult, please reach out to her. Her website is soulmovementhealth.com. And why don't you go ahead and also just, if they've got the pen, they could jot down your phone number.
Yeah, so my personal number is 810-813-9479.
All right, I wish you all a beautiful wet Wednesday, and thank you so much for listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy, and we'll talk to you in a month.